Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
I hope you like the sound of Amazon Alexa's voice because it will soon be everywhere. But is it ready?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And last week at the big consumer electronics show in Las Vegas, Amazon's Alexa, the popular virtual assistant extraordinaire, turned up in all sorts of gadgets from cars, watches, robots. But is it ready to be in all of those gadgets? And does voice control solve more problems than it creates? Let's get a little bit more from our very own Jeffrey Fowler, personal tech columnist for the Journal, who joins us from our San Francisco booth. Hey, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So last week at CES, Alexa was kind of the bell of the ball. We hit upon it briefly on the podcast, but now that the dust has settled, I wanted to focus on just how far this goes and how much Alexa will really infiltrate our lives. So I understand at CES, there were a bunch of new gadgets featuring Alexa. Can you first give us a sampling? What kinds of things, what kinds of gadgets might we soon be hearing Alexa talk out of?
What was amazing, it was almost anything you could imagine. I spoke to Alexa built inside a Ford car. I spoke to her in dedicated headphones. I spoke to her in a robot, in a cable box, in a home security system. I'm trying to remember what else. It was just one after the other. I actually spent a whole day at CES in Vegas just going on a speed date with the different Alexas that were out there. And what I took away from that is, number one, it was interesting that I was doing that with Alexa and not with any of her competitors, like the Google Assistant or Microsoft's Cortana or even Siri from Apple. And so that was one of my takeaways, that Alexa really reached this moment of flying out of her nest, I think is the way to think of it. And then the other one was that as she's doing that, the notion of what Alexa is changing. And I think it's going from being this kind of, interesting, wisecracking, sometimes helpful, sometimes not, thing that's built into a speaker made by Amazon called the Echo that had a pretty good holiday season. It's moving away from that into being actually an operating system. And that's a whole other technological bag of beans, and brings with it many, many opportunities for Amazon, and also challenges to, how is it going to fit into our lives and is it going to really make things better?
Right. And that's the key issue that we want to hit upon here, because the question becomes, will it solve more problems than it creates? So let's break them down. The issue of human speech and how Alexa understands it, what's coming into play? What issues are coming into play on that front?
Yeah, you quickly realize that you kind of have to learn to talk like Alexa, and she doesn't quite yet talk like a normal human being. Right. And I saw this, and as she moves off of the shelf and into cars and all these other places in our lives, that problem is going to get even more compounded. And I saw this for sure, like for an example, ADT let me control a home security system using Alexa, which is fine, but you want to just be able to go in and say, hey, Alexa, turn off the alarm, but you can't do that. She doesn't understand that. You have to go in and say, Alexa, ask ADT to disarm the alarm with PIN 2017.
Okay.
So you have to learn to talk like her. So that's a big challenge, though I also saw some already signs of improvement on that front. I mentioned I tried it on a cable DVR from the Dish Network, and using artificial intelligence to sort of interpret context and make steps towards understanding how humans actually speak, I was able to tell that Dish cable box, actually, Alexa, go to HBO. And she got that. I didn't have to say, Alexa, tell Dish to go to HBO. So
okay.
There's hope on the horizon there. But the more things that these talking tech try to do, the more complicated it's going to get. Like if I ask to see Sound of Music, or if I ask to hear, if I just ask for Sound of Music, how does it know whether I want to see that on my TV, or I want to hear the soundtrack, or I want to read a book? So these are all the kinds of contextual human language challenges that just get way more messy as it shows up more places.
Yeah, you can see it getting complicated very quickly. We're talking the takeover of Amazon Alexa. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Jeff, one other thing that we should consider here is voice tech as it stands right now. It seems to be great in theory, harder in practice. How are you seeing that in terms of what you were able to test out?
Yeah, I mean, so there are certain things that commanding technology with your voice makes it good. I love using Alexa to play the radio in the morning. I just tell her what station I want, or play a song, or actually now in the smart home realm, I actually use her to turn on and off lights in certain rooms, because that's easier than either getting up and going to get to the switch or futzing around with an app on my phone. But it isn't for everything, you know. You can quickly sort of realize that there are some things that are better on a screen, like recipes, for example. If you want to get some help with how to cook your spaghetti, just hearing it isn't always as good as also hearing it and seeing it. And we're going to see some innovation there, I think, in combining the voice of Alexa with things that happen on screens, either on your television or on devices that have both the voice and a screen built into them. Mm. And the other trade-off here that I think we would be remiss to not mention is that there is a pretty significant privacy trade-off to living with voice tech, right? We're essentially talking about a vision here where our homes are and our lives and our cars and you name it are filled with microphones.
Yeah, like we're bugged.
We're literally going to be bugging our lives. We might trust Amazon, but do we trust all these other companies now that are making stuff that want to put microphones into them? Who's going to check that? Who's going to regulate that? And I think that sort of thing might appeal to the folks in Silicon Valley who made the Amazon Echo an early hit, but it's going to be a pretty big hill to surmount as Alexa tries to become an operating system for all sorts of folks everywhere.
Yeah, while exciting, they certainly have their work cut out for them. Jeff, thank you as always.
You bet.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Fowler for joining us. That does it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.